It's a proud day for the Naval Base, as you say. Remind us all here that the ship's less than 2.5 years away from arriving in Portsmouth. And it's great to be able to live stream to Rosyth to the actual naming ceremony itself.
Just tell us a little bit about Portsmouth's involvement so far in how the ship's been put together.
Well, twofold really. On the build side, obviously some of the blocks actually being built here in the base. So a proud day for the workers here. But also on the support side, getting ready for the arrival of the carrier in less than 2.5 years' time.
I mean, people might think 2.5 years, that's quite a long time away. Is there a lot to do before then when you've got a ship of this size coming down to the base?
There's a lot to be done. There's £100 million of investment directly associated with QEC arriving, everything from dredging, power supplies, making the jetties ready, but also all the associated movements with the carrier arriving, displacing destroyers and frigates. So getting the overall baseport ready.
Obviously, we've heard in recent months about jobs being lost at the dockyard and BAE and sort of the sad side of things over there. But this must be a day where hopefully that's put to one side and people are kind of in a bit more of a celebratory mood.
I hope so. Clearly, for the people here, there's the 3,500 people working in maritime services and support of the Navy. This really does secure their roles. The ships will be baseported here for 50 years and more. So I agree. Let's celebrate the fact that the arrival of the QEC really does provide a step change for operations in Portsmouth.
What does this new carrier mean for the Navy?
Well, it's certainly not a like-for-like replacement for the existing carriers. It's a return to strike capability that I don't think the UK has seen for probably four decades. So a significant strategic asset for the UK.
And in terms of today, just tell me a little bit about what's going to be happening here in Portsmouth and how the celebrations are kind of being mirrored.
Well, so the celebrations kick off at 11 o'clock with the official naming, Majesty the Queen naming the ship in Rosyth. We'll be streaming that down here in Portsmouth. In addition to that, we've got entertainment from Royal School of Royal Marines Music. And we've got a number of local school events really impressing the engineering nature of this project.
Is it important to get schools involved in things like this and sort of make it more of a community event?
Well, we're always keen to use events like this to highlight the role of engineering. It is currently the UK's largest infrastructure project, so it's a great opportunity to identify engineering as a career. It's certainly invigorated not just us but the Alliance partners, companies, their apprentice and graduate programmes.
And obviously Queen Elizabeth is the first of two proposed carriers. I know the second one is potentially going to be mothballed, but I guess we've got all this to come again at some point.
Well, the decisions for operations have yet to be made. We're planning on the fact of having a high readiness and a low readiness carrier here in Portsmouth. So we're clearly focusing on the first arrival early 17, but plans are for looking after both carriers here in Portsmouth.